All right, so.
And I apologize, I checked my computer.
Donald Clista is here for his appeal hearing, 26th for 86 Wayberry. We will go around the room and introduce ourselves, and you'll have like 5 minutes. We have another one coming in.
Yeah, you got it.
So,
speak quick.
All right,
great. Donald Clista Jr.
Gary Barrows.
Robert Vickery.
Charlotte Gardner.
Hi.
Great. All right,
you nice have team. You get your team. So, long story short, I contacted a realtor. From 212, I went to 430. That's great, but in reality, there's no way I could sell my house for anything close. I'm wedged between like the most expensive houses in the neighborhood. My square footage is about 900. So I found two properties. This is 847, two bedroom, one bath, which I am. One's 564 Mills Point Road. The other one's 230 Bean Road. One's selling for 230. I averaged the two. One was 325. This Bean Road, 230 Bean Road. I can give these to you. You do my math. I added them together. Did you see my response?
Yes.
I put those two properties together, divided by two, and came up with three. What was the number?
359.
I'd be happy selling my house for that. And if I sold the 430, maybe in 10 years from now. But in the current real estate market, there's no way I wouldn't even list a house for over 400. Probably it'd be 399. So I think that's a reasonable request. I guess the key is, I'm not sure what properties you took. Maybe you could share that with me, what properties you took. I assume you did the same thing. You went in the area and found out houses
yes.
that are similar.
So
my square footage is small, 900 with two bedroom, one bath.
So we don't do a market comparison approach where you would take comps. We do a cost approach where we build a cost table based on a number of sales. So we look at all the sales in town of ranches,
mm-hmm.
And we get the average sized ranch and what the average price per square foot of the ranch is, and we go from there. So then we can, line them up by size and figure out what the size adjustment should be,
yep.
Line them up by age, figure out what the depreciation should be,
yep.
And we build that model, and then we apply your data to it.
Okay. So my approach was good here, to find two properties that either they're on sale now or sold recently,
mm-hmm.
These two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that,
and we try to find comparable neighborhoods.
Yeah, and so I don't know Bean Road, Mills Point.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a comparable. Bean Road wouldn't be, and Mills Point is at least land.
And that's so okay. Anyway, so that was sort of the procedure. But I was looking at more square footage because I'm a small house. I think the level
right.
is nine. What are you showing for square
924.
Foot? 924. Yeah, 924. So I'm close to like that's
right.
847. So that's really
because
if I'm gonna sell the house, two bedroom, one bath, it's limited. It's a small house. It's a retirement home or maybe a starter family
mm-hmm.
home.
Yep.
Anyway, that's all I really had. That's all I have. I don't know what else to say.
We're gonna deliberate.
Yep. So we're going to deliberate, and then we will send you a letter. By statute, it has to be within 14 days of the close of the hearings.
Okay.
We're looking to close the hearings the 8th, so it would be within 14 days of the 8th, after the 8th. We're actually turnaround time is a lot quicker than that, so we're getting the letters out. So it will be a certified mailing that you'll receive from the town.
Great.
And it'll give the decision, and then it'll also explain if you want to appeal further to the Board of Civil Authorities.
Yeah.
No, I think this is it. I just, what is what it is. I figured I would present what I had, and I just want to process is sort of interesting as a proud property owner here in Colchester for 26 years.
All right.
I'm happy that that's a good. I mean, the number's good. I guess. And then the only question I had is, my taxes will be adjusted. In other words, just because it doubled, more than doubled in assessed value, my
tax
property tax is not going to double in that.
That's what I thought. Going to go down.
Right.
Yes.
So, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for your hard work.
Yeah.
You guys are probably pretty busy, huh?
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I only needed 5 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.